Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we discuss all things women's football in the Kosafa region and look ahead to the Hollywood Bets Kosafa Women's Championship Final that will be played in Gqeberha on Saturday. Zambia will take on the seven-time winners South Africa in the decider that promises to be a close-fought affair between two sides who've shown their tactical acumen in the tournament so far. But first, let's hear from Dr. Brenda Kunda, who is a Kosafa Executive Committee member and expert on women's football in the Southern African region and the continent as a whole. She gives her insight into what's happening in the women's game.
Dr. Brenda, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Let's just speak about the Women's Championship. So far with the semifinals, knocking, we have three former champions and Mozambique in the semifinals, so we haven't won it yet. How have you enjoyed or how have you seen the championship?
I think you agree with me that the championship has actually been very, very exciting. Results that we were not looking forward to. I think sometimes a bit shocking, sometimes exciting. You look at the likes of Comoros. 1 minute they are beating a team and the next minute they are being beaten. But I think it's been a lot of progress in the women's team. And I keep repeating myself, is the consistency of teams that like South Africa, Malawi and Zambia. You can see how they always progress in these tournaments. Mozambique is obviously a surprise. Not the first time they're going into the semifinals, but you can see the progression. They are actually looking forward to winning this cup. Malawi won it for the first time, and they've been knocking and knocking and knocking, and finally it came. I believe even with Mozambique, one of these fine days it will come. But yes, exciting to see the progression. And exciting to also see how teams have been faring at this championship, and definitely looking forward to how the next one will be, and looking forward to the same 14 teams. I think maybe to try and even be more adventurous, thinking maybe we should actually bring in two guests to make the teams balanced, where we can actually have four groups with four teams in each group. But that requires a lot of investment, that requires partners coming on board, and we're looking forward to people that can, the corporates, to come on board and bring their sponsorship. I think we have proved as COSAFA, as women football, that women business, and that we are here to showcase what these girls can do from the various countries where they're coming from. At the same time, we are then saying, look, the brand is ready. You will get your return of investment. So invest. And I can't say take a risk anymore, because we are not taking risks here now, because we are there. We are there. I think we've shown and proved who we are as COSAFA.
The participation of and the introduction of the Women's Champions League over the last couple of years, you know, as well, how has that also, you know, improved and strengthened the national teams?
Well, it has obviously strengthened the national teams, in the sense that you have to be looking at all these players that are coming on board. These are coming from the different leagues that are in different countries. So it also tells you a story on how the leagues are and how strong the leagues are in whatever countries that they're coming from. For instance, when you look at South Africa, you've got good leagues and you've got proper leagues and proper sponsorships in some of the leagues that is happening. Zambia is the same. They have now, so you've got your provincial leagues, now you've got your national league, you've got your super league. So all these countries that have got leagues that are going, you can actually see the strength of the kind of players that they're bringing on board, and those players that are able to join the national teams. It also creates a bigger buffer for countries to be able to pick from and make the national teams. So championship for us is it's something that we want to make sure that the countries enjoy and have proper and good players that should now be able to be ready for export or to be ready to go out of the region and go and play elsewhere, like the likes of Bandas, the likes of the Temuas, and all those things. So I think Championship League, very important. It's very, very important. I feel it's the cream of the cream for COSAFA, and this is where you have seen people grow from under 17 to under 20 and eventually get to the senior national team and create the championship. So from that, I think then we are now be able to see the strengthening of teams, the national teams in different countries, and the participation in the different now international tournaments that are available.
This year, like in 2022, COSAFA is represented by two teams at the Women's Champions League finals. Yeah, and we've seen how Sundowns has dominated, but this time around also not a season campaigner like it was in 2022 with Green Buffaloes, the newbies, University of the Western Cape, you know. Going into this one, for COSAFA, how important is it that you have the numbers, number one, but also the quality as well?
It's very, very important because you have to remember we want to defend as much as possible to defend that cup and keep it in the southern region. I feel it doesn't really matter who's getting that cup, but it's what we are trying to then showcase is that in the southern region we are doing something right, and we want to make sure that we keep it that way. So today it can be a South African team, the next day it can be a Zambian team, it can be a Malawian team, but we want to keep that strength in the region. And I think it's also a message to those out there to be able to now start, like, watch out, COSAFA is on its way. Exciting to see that we have a newbie on the market, and something that no one really expected. But then again, it's issues of you now can't underrate any team that comes to a championship. You can't say, oh, because we beat them last year, then we don't. It's when you come into the tournament, you should come and tell yourself, you can only tell the results after the 90 minutes. It's no longer where you are thinking, oh, because we beat Comoros and we can beat Comoros again, or because we beat the team from Zimbabwe, we can beat it again. Mm-hmm. Because every time they go back home, they're also doing their homework. And then they come to the tournament, they are looking at the teams that have the strength, and they are studying those teams. They're not going back and sitting back, but they're looking at how is that those teams that they are making it in the championship. So everybody is doing their homework, and everybody wants to be a champion, and that's what is exciting about the COSAFA tournament, because now everyone is looking forward to winning, and that gives the drive, and that gives the tournament, and it gives a better tournament. It gives a competitive tournament. It's not business as usual. So yes, very exciting.
To be the Ballon d'Or this year, COSAFA saw a lot of recognition, and from the women's side, yeah, two girls from the south, Barbara Banda from Zambia, Tabitha Shawinga from Malawi. How big is that? I mean, we saw Tabitha was also on the stage, you know, with the stars of the world. How big was this moment?
This moment is big. It's historic. The girls are making history. They're breaking new grounds. They are breaking new records. You look at Barbara. I think it's the highest that you have in Africa, where you have a recognition of someone in that ballo. Mm-hmm. And so this is a girl that is coming out of COSAFA, and I think people sometimes we really don't appreciate the importance of these tournaments. These tournaments are very, very important. The likes of the Temuas, they started with COSAFA. If it wasn't COSAFA, who would have seen them? Because that is a platform. And so we want to encourage as many girls, those that are interested, the teams, the countries, the FAs, that use this platform to upgrade your players. Use this platform to expose your players. I mean, COSAFA has so much media coverage. We've got our COSAFA TV, we've got our YouTube, we've got Instagram. And how many people are watching? So many. Scouts are watching. And I wouldn't be surprised one of these fine days when we have 20 or 30 scouts coming out to these tournaments, because this is where the players are coming from. I mean, the number of players that are coming out of the Southern region compared to what is coming out of the Eastern, the Western, I think you really can't beat those numbers. And so it's time for Southern Africa, for the southern side of Africa. And so let's use it and utilize. We've got the opportunities.
Also, next year, Dr. B, the Women's Africa Cup of Nations, you know, it's happening. The defending champions from the South, and also looking at the other teams that have qualified as well. What has been your impression over the last couple of years and how they've all done?
Yeah, so I think if you remember, the track record has always been that South Africa always made it to the AFCON, and I think as early as 2018, Zambia started showing some appearance. Of course, they did even way back, but I think there's been more consistency from 2017. As soon as we started the COSAFA tournaments, when we got back to the COSAFA tournaments, and then we started becoming consistent, I think then you now start seeing that there's also consistency in the teams that are going to the AFCON. What was so exciting was that we had three. We had Botswana, we had South Africa, we had Zambia. And before you know it, we will get even four teams, one of these fine days, to the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we are doing something right. And these tournaments are becoming bigger, and these tournaments are becoming more and more important. So AFCON, again, a big stage, and COSAFA proving a point. Why do you think COSAFA is getting teams, more and more teams getting there? Again, it comes back to consistency of tournaments that are being held. We are trendsetters. We do everything. We are the first ones to do everything. And we are breaking records. The first ones to have tournaments that are consistent every year. The first ones to have the first 14 teams in the country.
Yeah.
So we do everything. We are first in everything. COSAFA now has players that are now appearing on the ball. So, to more than one player. Exciting. So,
Dr. B, also talking about the World Cup, Zambia, the under-17 girls were just at the World Cup as well. How big is that? And also seeing that there will be, you know, the junior women's tournaments as well regionally this year.
So Zambia getting to there, very big. First time in a long time again, and it's COSAFA 2017, the under-17, they've always been given a platform to have these games, and so I think every country is doing something right. And when I look at also the schools championship, they're also helping in terms of identifying players for the under-17.
Yeah.
It is exciting moments to have under-17 that will be now World Cups almost every year now. And that also now gives us homework as COSAFA as to how well prepared do we get these teams to prepare for these tournaments. And so we will definitely go back to the drawing board and look at what is it that we're going to have for the under-17s to make sure that we prepare them adequately, as well as the FA is trying to prepare them. Zambia went into the World Cup, and I want to believe everyone was looking forward to better results. But I wasn't disappointed, because when you look at those girls, it's the first time they're going at in such a big platform. And I feel psychologically they were very strong in terms of, I think you saw them play from the whistle, the first blowing of the whistle to the last one, and they looked very confident. They were not scared of anyone. And when you hear their interviews, they just kept saying, it's just names. I mean, we all playing the same round ball.
Yeah.
It's just names. So Brazil is Brazil. So in as much as people think Brazil is big, hey, even Zambia is big. So it's just a name and a country name. Yes. Yeah, so they had that confidence. And I think the more we can have the young ones going with that confidence, imagine in the 4 years' time how that team will be if they stick together, and we are hoping that they stick together in the next 4 years, that is another strong team that you have. You're going to have the Barbara Banders coming out of that team. You're going to have the different players coming out of that team. So you can see, and you can see the push. You can see that they want to emulate the senior people that are before them.
Yeah.
And so this is what is so exciting, because now the Barbara Banders of today are now motivating the young ones. And we want to keep that momentum, and we want to keep COSAFA going, and we want to have the best players coming out of this region.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, Dr. B, by keeping the momentum, does this mean that this year we'll also see the junior girls in under 17 and under 20s compete regionally here?
Yes, yes. We need to continue on that pace. Definitely, we've got one tournament that is coming up on the 20th to the 24th. The Four Nations under 20, and then we've got the under 17 in Mozambique. So we've continued with our tournaments, and I think we are managing to do all the tournaments. And next year we hope we get even bigger and better tournaments. But again, calling upon corporates to come on board, because we need them. And we need them to believe in the brand that we have created. It hasn't been easy. It's come a long way, but now I think it's ripe. It's ready. Corporates encourage to come on board, and we're looking forward to them to coming on board. And because women football is on the rise, I think it's an awakening giant, and this is the time. It's our time. Definitely, in football, it's our time. I think countrywide or continent-wise, when you look at how the men's teams are doing, not very good. But I think the women are really showing that they're up to the task.
Now we hear from Zambia coach Florence Mwila following her side's 2-0 victory over the defending champions Malawi at the COSAFA Women's Championship that set up a final meeting with hosts South Africa.
Now we are joined by the winning coach, the Zambia coach, Florence Ngadia. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you very much.
Please give us the overall of the game. I am definitely sure you are excited. You reached the finals of COSAFA.
Well, thank God for the victory. Going into this game, we knew it was not going to be easy. And looking at how they packed the middle pack of the pitch, we knew that they wanted to really not allow us spaces that we can use to move. But then, if you saw, we started a bit on the lower side, and we almost wanted to play their kind of playing of long balls and long balls and long balls, but immediately we told them, you know what, for us to eliminate or for us to get through, we just need to put the ball down. Let's play a possession game. That is the best way we can be able to overcome. It was a bit shaky first half, but in the second half, that's where the goals started coming in. Well done to the girls. They really accounted for themselves very well.
Thank you very much, coach. I'll open the floor for everyone to please kindly introduce yourself and the media house that you represent.
Coach, is this some sweet revenge from
yesterday? I don't want to say revenge, but it's something that we really were looking forward to. Yeah, and yeah, victory, sweet victory. Not sweet revenge, but sweet victory.
The sweet revenge, coach, I mean, when you look at the chances that you created in the first half, you couldn't make them count. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we saw that our players were not patient, hence not scoring those goal-scoring opportunities that we had. The girls were not—they were in a hurry to score, so we just told them to be patient. And there is the patience has paid off, because when you're always in a hurry, you always make mistakes. It's either the ball goes wherever, whichever direction, because you're not settled for it. So when you have the patience, you'll be able to see at what angle you want to take the ball, or where, looking at the position of the goalkeeper as well, how are you going to beat the goalkeeper in order for you to score a goal? So the patience part is that we emphasized. We said, we are going there, that's good, but then let's be patient. And they worked, and it worked in the second half.
You mentioned the clean sheet in
the overall tournament, mm-hmm. you are the one team that's yet to concede. How is that important going into the final?
It's very important. It shows you, first of all, how we are organizing our backline and how alert the goalkeeper is, because I think there were also some good chances that could have been goals from the opponents, but the goalkeeper knew how to cover her area and her space. That's something that is a morale booster going to the finals.
Two of your goals now, Frida and you kind of top goal scorers. Also, how motivating is that for them? Not just if you're going to play for the cup, but also even for those individual ones.
Yes, very important. For Chumba, it's a good comeback for her. She's been out for some time because of the military training. So this is a good comeback for her. It gives us a picture of where she is, the form is back, and I think it will give her a drive going forward. Then for Frida, very motivating for a player who's playing at the national team for the first time. I think that is very motivating for her. I think that drive in her and the confidence in her has grown. You see the fear has gone. If you saw that from the first game, she was a bit on the lower side, because obviously sometimes when you're playing for the first time, you're scared of making mistakes. But then now she's gotten the grip of it, and there we go.
Three girls in the best 11 from the group stages as well, and front line. Does that speak to how great you've been in attack?
Yes. But you can see that everyone that we are using, the front line, they know how to account for themselves. Even when you remove the ones that are like scoring, but even the others that come, you can see the pressure that are giving in. That's also good for the strikers as well, because remember, we are identifying players that will be part of the team. Yeah, so that's good accountability on the parts of the players, the front line, and just everyone else in the team.
Sorry.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Afternoon, Coach. I'm Regina Gilongo from Movie TV. Coach, coming into this tournament, we spoke about much of the players who are relatively new, using them to assess possibly for any other tournaments. Generally now, what is your moment? Are you happy with the performance?
Yes. We're very happy. We've seen a few players that we have seen. Most of the players are accounting for themselves very well. Definitely, the future is bright.
Coach, right now, you don't know if you're going to play in the final. What do you make of South Africa? And who was
the coach? Whoever joins us, we welcome that. We just have to prepare ourselves for whichever opponent that comes. You've seen how this tournament is changing every year. This tournament, you can see there's so much improvement. Let's not take away the fact that Comoros beat Angola 3-0, a team that has always been an underdog. So that tells you that there's so much improvement in the southern region for the women football. So whichever team comes in the finals, we will have to prepare ourselves and just be able to account for ourselves very well. What will be very good for us is that the newest team has reached the finals. For me as a coach, for us as a technical bench, we are very proud of the crop that we have brought, because they've been able to account for themselves. I know that maybe others would have not believed in them. They thought maybe because they are new or something like that, they might be ending up in the group stage. But here they are into the finals. That's something that we can take back with a very positive that we can take back home with.
South Africa coach Maud Khumalo gives her reaction to the penalty shootout victory over Mozambique in their semi-final.
And now we are joined by the South African coach, Coach Nomboso Khumalo. Welcome, Coach, and congratulations, you've reached the finals.
Yeah, it's something that we've been working on, but we knew that it was not going to be easy. Thank you so much.
The overall of the game, Coach, how was it? We saw that you've made some changes there and there, your starting lineup, but you came back victorious.
Yeah, because such games, for me, I felt like we didn't stick to the game plan there and there, because we were rushing, decision-making was poor, we're losing a lot of balls because of now, like Ilokunjane in Mozambique, were pressing us high. So we were rushing, and then we told them that we need to be calm on the ball, and then I think Coach Victor made Ilokunjane a great game plan in terms of closing us quickly, because of he knows that we want to knock the ball from the back, like a build-up with either a fullback or winger, things like that. But I feel like somehow we lost it in the middle because we were lost, and we were just not really, really organized. And then We had a game plan in terms of Ukuta and the captain who came in as a sub, but I knew that they were tired and I could look at the body language when they were doing a warm-up. So sometimes you plan to play a beautiful football and then you play beautiful, you don't win. You play bad game, you win. So it's one of those games. But I felt like it was a test for the girls now to show Guti, are we ready to go and compete to the another level?
Coach, congratulations. South Africa is back in the final for the first time in 2 years. With the little time that you had to prepare this team, that just got to know each other here in Kenya, how heavy are you for those goals?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm very much happy with the technical, everybody who's been supporting the team. Navan Pasekweweha, you know, he kept us going because of my logistic were not favoring us, but I love the courage and then the character. My players, good coach, we're going to go there, we're going to fight, you know. And we know we're representing the country. It doesn't matter what we've trained. I mean, the upper hand, as I said previously, Hollywood, Bets, Sasol League, it's doing wonders, Nama Varsity. So it keeps them active in terms of game time. You know, so yeah, the Nakoni selection team, it's more of us finding the right combination so that we don't struggle in terms to understand how we want to play.
Coach, also, this was the first time you trailed at this competition to be able to come back the way that you did. Does this speak to the mental strength of the coach?
Most definitely something that I believe in, because of if you are not mentally strong, it's something else. Because when you are behind your goal, you start to body language, you could see, but they were busy trying. So it's something that we are encouraging them with, keep on going. As long as we can get a goal before halftime, then we'll be settled. So I could sense that some of them, they were nervous, you know, when they make mistakes, the heads down. So we're trying to encourage them on the bench. But what I've realized that what they did wrong is to underestimate Mozambique because of reality to when we play with them. But when they look them Guma analysis, they said, they are not technically good, things like that. But forgetting with when they get on the field, it's a different ball game.
Coach, it's Biogazi Ganji from the newspaper. Before the match, you spoke about you had already in mind your starting lineup for the semifinal.
Yep.
Do you have a team already in mind for the final?
For now, I'm going to be honest with you, because of now you're looking at the personnel that we use today, and then you know Zambia is a very physical team, so we need to shuffle around to see who still have legs, who still have character in terms of competing in that game. So now it's final, then we have to just to play our cards right.
Coach, having equalized via a penalty, so when you did eventually get to the shootout, did that give you an edge that you've already faced this, you know, in the game?
Yeah, definitely, because of what we were doing in most of our sessions, because we didn't have enough time. We're looking at our set plays in terms of defensive, because of we know we have Babantuba, they have a physique, they have height. So, and then our penalties is something that we were practicing each and every session. Each and every session, we give each player a ball to do that. So for me, I knew that when we get a penalty, definitely for sure, we're going to convert it. So, but the outstanding player for me was Jessica, because of in this game, to be honest with you, she was making a lot of errors, rushing, things like that, but she came out. And then, you know, if a goalkeeper does that, it shows the character as well.
Coach, sorry, Anthony from Sasso, just your overview feeling about the game and going to the final.
Okay, igame yanamhlanje bekuyigame yokutesta amantombazana ngendlela icharacter yabo ukuthi bazimisele kangakanani. Besazi ukuthi bekungeke kube lula, but into ekhona ukuthi mentally and then physically we were trying to make sure ukuthi they are in the game all the way. And then nendaba ama-penalty we anticipated ukuthi izoba khona, but overall igame yelokhu njani Mozambique into okukhombisa ama-players wethu ukuthi igame iyashintsha and then they need to step up.
Coach, thank you very much. But before I let you go, please, I know you all the supporters something. Oh, they can sing for you guys. In all of them something, coach. In your language, please, and please kindly encourage them to come in numbers on Saturday.
Wow, to be honest with you, I was so happy when they say we're going to be playing Eqebeha, Wolfson. And then I said to my players, you know what, we're going to have Ilokunjana, another player there, and then it's going to be tough for Mozambique. I said to the players, you know what, even if it's tough, they will push you. they'll push you to keep on going. And then I'm happy with Siamantombazana. They delivered in terms of making them happy. And then I hope when we play the finals on Saturday, we're going to make them happier more. And then they must keep on supporting women's football. Thank you so much.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We wish both teams best of luck in the final. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com. And, of course, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok.